Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. And to you Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to your favorite sports program, Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show, setting sail right now. I'm your host, Rod Peterson. He's the co-host, Darren DuPont. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're a team. As somebody pointed out this morning, if I'm Seinfeld, he's Kramer. Sure. I thought we were done with that in 2020, but Ryan, our technical producer over there, thought I should throw that in there. And we got the Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel. Welcome back, Ramps.
Well, unfortunately, there wasn't another last weekend.
Right. But,
so now I'm.
Are you on?
Intrigued. Well, I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily on the wagon, but the whole thing just fascinates me. This whole, you know,
the matchups.
The
Tennessee.
That, but just this whole, you know, you can throw the ball for 50 yards, but you can run it for 200 and just play good enough. Control the line of scrimmage and win a football game.
Now more than ever, it's not how, it's how many, as you know. So as our producer Clark has put out on our social media feeds, this will be a lot of hockey talk here today. But for whatever reason, I seem to have things back asswards quite regularly here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. I've got a lot of football that I'd like to get to, but our guest list today is a lot of hockey guys. TSN NHL insider Darren Dreger is going to be with us. The general manager of the WHL champion Prince Albert Raiders, Curtis Hunt, the older brother that I didn't need because I already have two. Huntsy's going to be with us today from PA. Love the guy, like family. And Peter Labardius will be with us, Calgary Flames radio broadcaster. Before we go any further, the magnificent seven topics that I would at some point like to brush on today, maybe not all entirely here in the rollout, but one, college football championship game last night, LSU over Clemson 42-25. If that's the only college football game you'll watch all year, and for a lot of you, it probably was, it's a pretty damn good one. And our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question for now, because we may change it. But the question is, did you watch Clemson LSU last night? The majority of respondents so far on Twitter saying no, they did not. I don't think that probably surprises you, Darren.
Not so much.
Point two, Clark just put it up. Nobody's even voted on it yet. The options are yes, no, and the what? Clemson LSU? So it's still hockey first in this country. We know that. Zach Cassian, point two, a two-game suspension for throttling Matthew Tkachuk the other night on Hockey Night in Canada. Obviously, we'll get Rem's take on that, and Peter Labardius will chime in with the Flames' take. Point three, WHL throws the book at the Kelowna Rockets for a melee, a fracas, a Donnybrook on the weekend. $3,000 fine. Good Yorkton boy, Caden Korzak. Suspended three games by the Dub for his role in the brouhaha, which led me to point four. The Memorial Cup is in Kelowna this year, the Memmer. I'm really starting to think a lot about going out there, guys. Mm-hmm. But I'm also really thinking I'm not going for 10 days. CHL needs to amend its format to two games per day. I've been saying it for years. I want you guys' take on that. Compact the tournament and make it a lot more exciting and a lot more fan-friendly, if you will. Point five, the race in the NHL's Pacific Division. It's absolutely redonkulous. Lou will have a take on that. Dregs, too, I'm sure. Point six, NFL Division Weekend leftovers. Does that have you excited, Rems? Of course it does.
Joy the Witch?
Leftovers from NFL Wild or Division Weekend.
Well, this is my favorite sports time of year. The NFL playoffs, to me, is it doesn't get any better for this guy.
That might be a better poll question, with all due respect, Dupes. What's your favorite time of year? Maybe we'll run it later, an hour or two or something. NFL playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs. Rodgers Rodgers Cup tennis season.
There you go.
I don't know.
CFL playoffs.
Because for like CFL playoffs, yeah. What is your favorite time of year? Because for me, it is still the Stanley Cup playoffs. And that's not saying I'm right and you're wrong, or you're right and I'm wrong.
No, it's not.
It's
about
all
that.
Opinion. But for me, it's, you know, the weather's breaking, flowers blooming, you know, the ice is melting, and Stanley Cup playoffs run. For me, it'll always be that. And people might be surprised. I think you were in at my wife's work the other day, Capital, and she was surprised to know that football is your first love because everybody thinks of you as the hockey guy. Or you guys had that conversation.
Yeah, no, we did. I just, you know, well, for me personally, I mean, I never played hockey and I never coached hockey, but I played football for 9 years and I've coached football for many, many years. So I just feel like I know the game way better than I know hockey. Now, that's not to say that I don't understand hockey, yep. But I mean, I can't dive into the X's and O's. Like, I could never sit down with Curtis Hunt as an example and dive into film with him, but I could sit down with a CFL coach and, like, ask, I think, intriguing questions about, like, the nuances of the game. And so for me, I sometimes find myself watching games differently. As a hockey fan, I'm watching matchups and I'm watching, you know, the same kind of thing that any knowledgeable hockey fan might be watching. When I watch football, I tend to get a little bit more like I'm asking myself, like, well, how would you coach this specific type of a situation? And I think I just like football better. You know, I've come to the conclusion. Yeah. Now, in saying that, Rod, I think that great hockey is as good as great football. But I have to admit that I have to take a small pause, mind you, because after the Oilers-Flames game on Saturday night...
You loved it.
I think that I could potentially get back to where I was years ago. But I just find that, with all due respect, and I hate to say things like this when we have a guy like Curtis coming on the show because he's probably watching right now going, Kelly, we don't need this. We don't need this. But when he played, okay, that was my kind of hockey.
Mine too.
Like, I loved it. I just soaked it in like a sponge. I wanted to go to every game. I was listening to, like you as a kid, right? I'm listening to... you know, the Blades broadcast, and I'm listening to the, trying to like get, see if I can tune in so I can get a broadcast from like PA or something, listening to Kevin Winters or something like that, you know, and see if I can get five, whatever the heck it was on my channel. Now it's accessible. I could listen anytime I want, and I don't because I find it boring.
Well, and so we're getting somewhat sidetracked, but I appreciate that. We'll get through all of it because you're with us for a while, right? Into hour two today.
Not just the WHO, the hockey.
No,
in general.
I know, but that's the thing. Had a chat today with a very good friend of mine in the gym. I'm not going to name him because I quote him quite regularly. He wouldn't like that, but he's always the sobering voice to me all the time.
And, the voice of reason.
Well, yeah, and I'm getting to more points as to how he relates into that, but we were having a talk this morning. An eclectic group this morning in the gym, which included Neil Hughes and Scott Coral. They're probably watching or listening right now. You know those names. And we're talking about the Dubs suspending the poor kid from the Kelowna Rockets, Caden Korzak, for getting kicked out of the game and then coming back to be involved in a fight. That's Stampede Wrestling stuff. The NHL suspends Zach Cassian in 2 games for what he did to Matthew Tkachuk. You got everybody in Edmonton and everybody in Calgary looking up the calendar and seeing January 29th. Yeah. They meet again.
Yeah, we don't want that.
We can't. That's terrible. Oh, my. Kelowna, Kamloops, same thing.
Yeah.
Because I follow these fans on social media. Big brawl on the weekend, and they're all looking when they meet again. Oh, let's suspend their pants off.
Yeah.
We can't have any interest in this.
Yeah, because people... But, Rod, people don't want that. Don't you know that now in the politically correct, pathetic world that we live in now? People don't want rivalry. People don't want somebody, God forbid, to get mad at somebody and actually take a run at him and punch him in the face because some 4-year-old in the third row might go to school and like talk about it amongst his kids like it was a positive experience. Like, it's just, that's my point. Is it's gotten so ridiculous and so stupid now that we can't even enjoy rivalry anymore. The minute that it goes that far, if you could just... The minute that it goes like a millimeter outside the lines, we got to suspend people. We have to fine people. It's a big deal. What happened on Saturday night was the most entertainment I've seen during watching a hockey game in years. And it's all anybody was talking about. Anybody was talking about. Well, and what happened? They suspend one of the guys.
I know, and Paul Figler's watching from the Dub Network. It's a wonderful website. You know it, Darren, and probably Kelly, you too, covering the WHL. Paul says, I would say that the number of people who viewed the goalie fight video proved that people loved it. Right. Somebody said to me one, maybe it was Mooner. So whenever there's a fight in a hockey game, that's when everybody goes outside to have a smoke.
Yeah.
Everybody's on the edge of their seats. But to say, not quoting you, but for society to say, I'm not interested in hockey anymore because they don't have that. I've just accepted this is the way that it is. I'm not the one making the decisions. Ron Robinson and Rick Dirksen in the Dub are hockey guys. George Parros in the NHL disciplinary office played in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want this anymore. So fine, my choice is either stop watching or accept it. Well, I'm going to accept it and keep watching because I love hockey so much.
It's not the fighting. That's part of it. But it's not the fighting. Because plenty of games were always exciting as kids when there was no fighting. But yeah, there's a chance of it. But for me, it's the hate. And we're scared.
Passion.
It's passion. And we're scared as teams and marketing organizations and the communications to go out on a limb and the bulletin board material. We're scared of that because we're scared that if we put it out there and we don't back it up because only one team can back it up and we lose, that we're going to look bad and it's going to be a bad self-image of our team. But it's a good thing to create publicity, even when you lose. Because if you lose and you're still in that war, it's so much sweeter when you finally win. And the fans will be so much more engaged when you finally win. It'll mean so much more.
Corey Usher writing in, I can only assume that's the former Brandon Wheat Kings defenseman. He says, bring back the old-time Pats and Warriors in the crush can. Well,
the greatest days of my life.
Mine too, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen. I'll say it again. Life lesson of this day. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. It's never going back to that. I mentioned it yesterday, Rimps. Tim Hunter, Marty McSorley, Dave Semenko. What happened Saturday night happened every whistle in the 1980s. Every whistle those two teams got together.
But you know,
somebody's getting their face mopped all over the ice.
True. And I'm not even going so far as to say, let's go back to the 80s where five guys could all go out onto the ice, beat the hell out of each other, and then all five guys on each team would cram into the penalty box like sardines, and then in 5 minutes they'd all come back out.
And do it again.
Right. And yeah. In a lot of cases, that would happen.
Exactly.
I'm not advocating that two guys line up against each other at the face-off, and 2 seconds into a hockey game, they drop the puck, and two guys that haven't even broken out in a sweat yet are taking the helmets off and setting them down in these pre-planned, staged fights. I'm not suggesting any of that. But what would be wrong with meeting somewhere in the middle and allowing guys and creating a culture in the game where you can actually dislike people again? That it was okay to like have 4 or 5 good, hard, violent hits in a game and bring back the physicality so that every time somebody didn't get bumped, somebody else didn't feel compelled to come in and drop the gloves and twirl them around because like he got hit hard. Could you imagine if Ronnie Lott in the NFL, somebody attacked him every time that he threw a hard hit in football back in the day? They never would have been able to play the game.
Yeah.
In football, they don't do that.
Well, you're talking about the on-ice, the competitors. But as far as the broadcasters, the team staff, everybody wants to shake hands and kiss each other's ass at the league meetings and be friends. But deep down, they hate each other.
Yeah.
You know that. So why not just be real?
Well,
I was with a hockey guy Friday night, and he's like, you're the only guy now saying it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to take it out on somebody, it's going to be a Twitter war, not a face-to-face war, which I'm not afraid of. I mean, you don't like me? Fine. And if I don't like you, you're going to know that I don't like you. What's wrong with that?
We finally have it in the Western Hockey League.
What?
You know, with Kamloops Kelowna and Adam Foote putting out his, I think he put out all defensemen. and you know, for that final minutes of the game. And John Keane, who's on the other side, the broadcaster for Kamloops, he's like, I don't think he was reading his lineup card upside down, right? It's funny. But then last year in the playoffs, you look at, you know, Tim Hunter and Mitch Love in the media a little bit, you know, kind of not liking each other, and they'll say it. And then it got even better when it was PA and Mark Abshott. And I talked to Mark after. And you know what? We know that that sells. And he's like, I probably should have taken that a little further, shouldn't I? I'm like, yeah, you should have.
Then he'd have been fine.
Because then all of a sudden, game six, you had 10,000 people in Saskatoon who couldn't have given a rat's ass about the Blades all winter long, right? But you had 10,000 people in there. Passion. It meant something. It was us against them. It was sports.
So we'll continue this. I'm through 6 points. Seven.
This is fun.
So I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying we got to get to a break.
I understand.
The new owner of the Alouettes sees his team winning the Grey Cup in 2020. Gary Stern.
I thought he said he was behind the eight ball, too.
That was the GM, Danny Machocha. But the owner, Gary...
Howard Stern.
I'm liking this Gary Stern guy. He's got some chutzpah. You know what I'm saying? He's got some pizzazz.
Chutzpah.
He's not afraid to put it out there. It's what the CFL needs.
Yeah, sports needs it.
And it's not that crazy to think maybe that the Alouettes would win the Grey Cup in 2020, or at least be here for the game. Look what Kahari Jones did last year. Took the laughingstock of the league, flipped it on its head to host a playoff game, when that's without a GM.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Gary's not that crazy. And then I say 7 points, but there I added a couple bonus ones. One, the Jones interview yesterday. I know everybody tuned in, probably thinking that Chris Jones was going to reveal what he's doing in 2020, but we were specifically asked not to ask him about that, and I get it, and that's fine. Basically, the guy's saying, I'll come on your show and talk football, but don't put me on the spot, because I don't think he knows. There's so much turmoil within, you know, who's being hired, who's the coordinator's going to be. I just don't think that he knows. The word is he's staying, and I hope for Chris's sake that it is, but that's why we didn't ask him that question yesterday. He didn't want us to. And 4 years ago today, guys, God bless Facebook, it came up in my memories today, John Chick, Weston Dressler, cut by the Saskatchewan Roughriders. It was actually a watershed day in Rider history.
Mm-hmm.
January 14th, 2016, those two franchise icons were hurt. Or, sorry, cut. Emotionally hurt, and we all were. But as that guy in the gym this morning, I brought that up to him. I said, 4 years ago today, Chick and Dressler were cut. And he's like, where are they now?
Well, they're 40.
I guess. Yeah. I know, but his point is that, hey, it had to be done. So we can sprinkle that into our chat throughout the day. This is the rollout for Flooring Superstores. Howdy to the Dickens, Trenton family, who are watching from Puerto Vallarta this morning. Hope you're enjoying it here, there, because we're not here weather-wise. And we'll be right back with more. On the way today, Darren Dreger, Curtis Hunt, and Peter Labardius. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Lincoln. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Trade up on a brand new 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. They're starting at just $34,999 plus tax. That's savings up to 30% off. Plus, get 19% off all remaining new 2019 Ford Escapes. It's time to trade and upgrade at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
Hi, I'm Joshua John Batista. I'm a staff radiation oncologist at the Alan Blair Cancer Center. CT simulators are essential for all modern radiation treatments. Before a patient can undergo the treatment planning process, the CT simulator is the first step. So it allows us to plan and deliver radiation treatments for thousands of patients.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're talking about it all today. We build it as a hockey show, but it's a dog's breakfast today, if that's okay, and we're enjoying that. Sports update. The Western Hockey League has disciplined the Kamloops Blazers and Kelowna Rockets. Punishment handed down Monday for involvement in a Saturday night Donnybrook at Prospera Place. 18 fighting majors and 11 misconduct penalties were assessed between 15-18 of the third period and the end of the game, which the visitors won 7-2. Kelowna slapped with a $3,000 fine for actions versus Kamloops. The Blazers were dinged $1,500. Rockets blue liner Caden Korzak, a good Yorkton lad, received the only suspension, a three-game ban. He was ordered to leave the ice surface during the melee, but returned for the brawl. That is some good stuff right there. He also took a cross-checking minor on that shift. Stick work that preceded the 10-man battle royal. The SJHL is excited to announce the rosters for the 2020 SJHL-MJHL Showcase. There will be three teams representing the SJHL at the Showcase. Team Schwartz, Team Mitchell, and Team Kunitz will each be comprised of 20 of the best under 20 players in the SJ. They'll go up against the All-Stars of the MJ from Manitoba. Showcase will be played next Tuesday, Wednesday at the Cooperators Arena in Regina. Dupes and I will be at the mic for it. And I can't wait for that.
I can't wait either.
Carey Price moved up the Canadiens franchise leaderboard by earning the 46th shutout of his career. Price made 31 saves to help Montreal beat the visiting Flames 2-0 last night. That tied him with Ken Dryden for third most in franchise history. Jordan Wheel scoring for the Habs in the game. A gaffe by Bruins star Brad Marchand handed Philly a 6-5 win over Boston. Marchand overskated the puck at center ice on his shootout attempt after Travis Konechny had scored to give the Flyers the advantage.
Whoops.
The whole world's like, na-na-na-na-na.
I know.
Welcome to the world in 2020. It was an accident.
Who's the referee? Wes McCauley? When he's at the All-Star game and he's talking to Brad Marchand. It's one of those clips, right, for, was it Wes's birthday or something? And he's like, he's looking at Marchand. He's like, I'd be the most popular guy in here if I gave you a penalty right now. And he's like, yeah, you're probably right.
Joe Burrow threw 5 touchdown passes, ran for another, and capped one of the greatest seasons in college football history by leading number one LSU to a 42-25 victory against number 3 Clemson to win the Natty. Last night in New Orleans in the Superdome, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has laid down punishment against the Houston Astros. The Astros fired manager A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Luhnow after the pair were suspended by MLB for sign stealing during the Astros' run to the 2017 World Series title. As far as I'm concerned, they're probably saying it's worth it. I don't know. I'll get you guys' take on that. But that is this morning's sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Ballers will be hosting the Rod Peterson Show Super Bowl Party February the 2nd. We'll have a massive high-definition TV screen. We will be giving away prize packages on this show, including Vern's Pizza, to you and three friends. So tune in next week to learn how to win. Shout out to a couple of our viewers. The SJHL has written in and says, can't wait to see you, fellas. Can't wait. Cooperators Arena, get everybody down there, all the hockey fans. Ken's watching in Kelowna. He says the Rockets need to stick to hockey because they're not fighters. Well, hockey hasn't been going that great for him either, judging by the standings. But I digress. Astros coach and GM loses their job for cheating, getting caught cheating, on the way to winning the World Series. Worth it or not?
Well, I mean, I would say not, only because we don't know they wouldn't have won if they hadn't have cheated. Maybe they would have won anyway, and then you don't have to deal with all this nonsense. I think
we'll never know.
I think stealing signs and all that is fine if you're doing it organically. In other words, if let's say you're watching,
they're videotaping it, right? You know all this, yeah.
On the sidelines, and they put the, when they're doing whatever he's doing. I think this is what they're...
That's nothing, Chris Jones's job. He talked about it yesterday.
There's nothing wrong
tells,
with that.
When keys, a quarterback yeah. tells, keys, yeah. when he lifts his left yeah. leg. Or
that's why you say Omaha, Omaha, you know, with 45 words after it. Because if you wanted to just say 34 lead right, you know, everybody would know what you were doing. So
yeah.
everybody knows that the whole point of play calling in football, baseball, hockey, whatever you want to... Mostly football, I think, is probably the most, but baseball too, is you're trying to run and call plays and it, pitches in baseball that so that you keep the other team off balance. That's the whole point. But if the other team can figure out what you're doing, that puts them at a huge advantage. And I don't see anything wrong with doing that. But when you're doing it with video and all this other kind of stuff, I mean, come on. I thought people learned their lesson when Belichick got...
I don't honestly see a big difference. And you hear it quite a bit in sports. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. So they cheated. They won. They got caught and lost their jobs. Well, they have a ring. Their name's on the trophy. I just don't think that they care. And do you think they won't get hired somewhere else again? Because they will. They absolutely will. What are we saying here? That the sports is fair and nobody cheats? Is that what we're saying?
No.
Well, but I mean, let's not... I mean, you can...
Cheating's cheating, whether you're using videotape or not, or writing it down in pencil.
Right, but...
What's the difference?
But your question was, is it worth it? And is it worth it to win a championship? You know, worth it or not because they have the ring and now they're going to get the suspensions and all the rest of it. It's not worth it if they cheated. And only they know if they really cheated.
Trust me, they don't care. You can go down to the minutiae of it. Riders went over the salary cap in 2013 when they won the Grey Cup. You know what Jim Hobson said about that? A speeding ticket.
Right.
What's the difference?
Right. But that's how he felt, right? It's all about how you feel, right? If you feel I cheated to get and I knew I was going to win and I've got this advantage, it doesn't feel as much because it doesn't feel as earned, right? Only they'll know. They're the ones
and they
know.
Don't care.
And if they feel like they really earned a championship and they did what they needed to do to earn it, then, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll take my punishment. But if you don't feel like you've earned it, then you'll know pretty quickly.
I'm sure they're sleeping just fine. Just ahead of Darren Dreger, who's logged in from Toronto on the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question today, just updating the results. Did you watch the LSU-Clemson College Football Championship game last night? 56% of you saying yes, you did. 32% of you saying no, you didn't. And 12% of you saying the what? LSU-Clemson College Football Championship. Last college football game of the year was wild. 42-25, LSU won it. We're going out on video chat now. TSN's NHL insider Darren Dreger joins us from Toronto. And Dregs, if you don't mind, can we start there? That Astros thing, they cheated, they got caught, but they won. Do you think they regret it or feel bad about it?
No, not even a little bit. I don't think they do, and I'm not condoning cheating by any stretch of the imagination, but Rod, I heard your conversation and the segment, and I tend to agree with you. And not that my world is completely immersed in hockey. I guess professionally it is, but you know, how are we going to dissect what cheating is or isn't, right? And what's the magnitude of cheating? If you dive and you draw a penalty in the National Hockey League, or how many times historically we've seen that phantom high stick? Not as much of late, but where Buddy snaps his head back and he hasn't been touched at all, yet he draws a two-minute penalty. I mean, there are varying types of cheating, and every sport, every team cheats to some degree. This is just the extreme because now it's become an international story and there's admittance to all of it, but I wouldn't say every athlete, but every team cheats in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that have never won championships probably sitting back going, wish I'd thought of that. So, Dregs, to hockey and the Cassian two-game suspension, there's all the analysis and everything of what the hits were. What do you think about this about how it's played out?
Yeah, you know what, Rod? I wasn't at all surprised. And, you know, I'm sure that there's a large number of Edmonton Oilers fans who are throwing their hands in the air going, come on, take a stand here. Well, as an insider, that's not my position. I go based on precedent. And as soon as it happened, the entire incident, but I mean, let's go to the end and then we can work our way back. When you saw Zach Cassian go snap show, I don't think that there'd be too many of us who didn't understand and appreciate why he did it and what he was doing, because he had reached the end of his rope. And again, we can understand that based on how clearly Matthew Tkachuk was targeting Zach Cassian in that game. So now I start putting my feelers out. From a hockey perspective, from a fan standpoint, I can understand the frustration over the two-game suspension, but I also know how the Department of Player Safety works. I know how they look at precedent and other incidents, and there are a couple that come to mind automatically, including one involving the Oilers in 2016 when Darnell Nurse, you know, went after Roman Polak, then of the San Jose Sharks. So the supplemental discipline side of this, I get, whether or not Oilers fans can appreciate it. Where I struggled was in the fact, and this is follow-up now, this isn't in the moment, in the moment, I thought that there were at least two penalties that should have been called against Matthew Tkachuk. Two of the three hits. One for sure was charging in my mind, but that's not the way it was read on the ice. And after the fact, in dealing with officiating sources with the National Hockey League, that's not how they felt after the fact, after looking at those plays a number of different times. So, look, I know nobody's happy about it. You know, Flames fans probably thought that Cassian should have got a five-minute major. They could have scored a couple of more on the power play, but they're probably more likely happy with the outcome, the fact that they did score on the power play and they won that game. But I could also appreciate the Oilers' perspective on that, how there wasn't penalties called against Matthew Tkachuk, and in the end, it's Zach Cassian who ultimately pays the price.
You know, Darren, I agree with you that nobody's happy about the outcome, but in an odd sort of way, I think in its own sort of side respect, everybody's happy about it because isn't it fun for everybody? Like, if you're a player, you probably got more juice going now than you've had in a long, long time. You can't tell me that the organizations aren't loving it. They're going to sell everything from beer to merch to tickets to whatever. I just think the NHL kind of, even though they probably won't admit it, this is good for everybody. This is good for the game, isn't it?
Well, and then the two-game suspension ends with Zach Cassian returning to the Oilers lineup to play, of course, Matthew Tkachuk and the Calgary Flames. I don't disagree with that. I mean, we have spent so much time in the media and as a National Hockey League and from a fan perspective, like just going cross-eyed over watching the minute offside challenges. Right? I mean, I am so sick of that because I don't expect that the NHL and the caretakers of the league, the general managers, are going to change it because they've talked about it at meetings countless times now. So this is refreshing that we're actually talking about the emotion, the rivalry that should exist in a real battle of Alberta. So look, it's going to be must-see TV when these teams play again. And look, you know, it's legit. It's real. These players are feeling it. I mean, you guys saw the soundbite from Leon Draisaitl when he was asked, well, what happens if you're on the ice with Matthew Tkachuk at the All-Star? And he says, I'd probably get off. I mean, he's pissed off. He's not faking it. There was no tongue-in-cheek. There was no smirk when he said it. They legitimately hate Matthew Tkachuk. And I think we can all understand why to a degree. So it is 100. I'll talk about this all day long. It's refreshing because we haven't seen this type of rivalry in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's from Torts, right? We need more hate in the game. It's good. I was reading these guys, the George LaRocque tweet, when he says he blew up Bob Stauffer in a charity skate for all the things he said about him on the air. Real yard sale, but even he got up and sticked him to fight. You know, so he honored the code. Have you ever had a player come after you? Have you ever had a player say anything to you, or have you ever taken a shot in one of those charity games?
No, but I almost got fired back in the day. It was actually, I was at GX94 in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, in the infancy of my broadcast career. We were playing in Swan River against the Firefighters, and it was a charity game. And I'll never forget this. Dave Harrison was my boss. He was like the celebrity referee. I get slew-footed by a fireman in the corner, and I'm a young guy at this point. You know, I'm in my... You know, I'm around 20. I got up, and this is where the old throat punch comes from in the Ray and Driggs Hockey Podcast. I throat punched this guy in a charity game.
What?
And now I probably would have got my arse kicked because people jumped in. And there was a meeting. This was like on a Friday. They had a meeting on Monday at GX94 to decide whether or not they should fire me. Now, the good thing is nobody was videotaping this thing. I mean, if we had cell phones, they were the flip type cell phones, so there were no cameras rolling back then. But no, I mean, physically, that's as close as it got. I had Bobby Lowe's one time challenge me to a fight in the parking lot at the Keystone Center in Brandon. I can't remember. I think it was because I was defending Darren Millard, who now works with the Vegas Golden Knights, and so does Bobby Lowe's. But beyond that, I mean, yeah, I've had some Twitter battles with.
I'd have put my money on you.
Whatnot, but
I'd have put my money on you against Bobby. I would.
Bobby wouldn't have quit though.
No, he wouldn't.
That's
have quit.
A problem with Bobby.
I'll put my money on Darren.
He wouldn't have gone down. Hey, well, he might have gone down, but he'd have got back up.
One of the best nicknames of all time. All right, Buffa? Bobby Lowe's nickname, slobber.
That too. But here's the thing. You're in an argument with a guy that's the coach of your own team. If that doesn't say a ton about Bobby Lowe's, that's all you need to know. It's not the other team's coach. It's your own team. Lastly, Drex, before I let you go, what do you think about the Churchbridge Arena being named after Kevin Killer Kaminsky? I think he tears up every time he thinks about it, and it's been a couple months.
Yeah, it's near and dear to my heart, Rod. No question about that. In fact, I was in Saskatchewan in October. I went to visit my stepfather, who's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So I can't remember who told me. I was in Langenberg, which is just down the highway from Churchbridge, that this was happening. You know who it was? It was Jess Moskaluk, the country singer's grandfather, who I was chatting with in the care facility that my stepdad is. And this is small town at its best. And he said, hey, do you know that they just named the Churchbridge Arena after Killer, after Kevin Kaminsky? And I was so impressed by that, that on my way driving back to Regina, because I had to catch a flight, I stopped at the Churchbridge Arena. The doors were locked, so I couldn't go in, but they didn't have the signage up out front yet. So I was going to take pictures and tweet it, but I didn't get a chance. So I'm looking forward to seeing it firsthand.
Yep, it's up now, and it's awesome. Dregs, you're a busy guy. Thanks for the time this morning, as always. Appreciate you joining us for coffee, and we'll be watching, as always.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
TSN NHL insider Darren Dreger, former voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings. That's where we met, and the guy's never forgot where he's from.
Good man.
And he is a great man. He's emceed every one of Peter Labardius's weddings. And Lou will be with us later on today. I should say this. I was listening to Pure Country 92.7 this morning, and a really catchy tune on the radio today. Country boys love country girls. Jess Moskaluk. I didn't even know it was her. What a great song.
I was listening to some, you'll be shocked to hear this. I made myself a best of Kelly's country on my Mexico trip.
Yeah.
Country music, best of Kelly Rempel. Didn't think it would ever happen.
Nope.
But you know what it was? It was, you know, Waylon Jennings, Good Hearted Woman.
The good stuff.
Merle Haggard, Rainbow Stew. You know, like that's the
eating
kind of
rainbow
country
stew with a silver spoon.
I used to do that.
Underneath the sky of blue. And we'll all be drinking that free bubble up
and eating that rainbow stew.
What am I doing?
Wow.
Where did
you're caught in between.
Yeah. Speaking of, though, you did Kelly's, like I did DuPont's Mix 1, 2, like in high school on CDs. Now you got the best of all time.
Do we have the video since it came up of Kelly in Mexico? Is it ready yet, Clark? Do we have it?
I don't think
okay, not ready yet. Kelly Rempel coordinated the staff at your Mexican resort to do a dance for the Vikings after they won their playoff game. So we have the video coming right in the pool. Sponsor shout out before we break. Scott Henbury chiming in. Good morning, Rod and team, from your friends at Great Western. Good morning to the good guys and gals at Great Western. Yeah, what do you got?
Well, Scott, it's funny. He's like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? And I said, and I was thinking, yeah, actually, and I looked it up. It's 5 o'clock in Norway.
Ah, Trent's probably having supper right now. He'll be checking in with us after the break. On the way today, Prince Albert Raiders general manager Curtis Hunt, Calgary Flames broadcaster Peter Labardius. Got a note from Dreger, by the way. He says, Rempel looks better today. He could pass for 70 instead of 75.
I've had that coming for years.
We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it, nothing. Beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Tuesday morning, January 14th. Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show is right here, coming to you out of the bunker in, well, it is beautiful Western Canada, but it is darn cold. Extreme cold warning for all of Southern Saskatchewan. It's in the minus 40s today. As I said, it's now reached the time of year where we are cursing our ancestors and wondering why we live here. On the way, Peter Labardius and Curtis Hunt. We invite any audience participation here at this point of the program. Any comments, any things you'd like us to talk about? It's supposed to be a hockey day, and it will be a hockey day, but it's also a bit of a dog's breakfast. There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, there is.
Where would you like to go,
Rex?
Where would you like to go next with the discussion? Because I have all my points here.
Well, you pick a subject between... Go ahead.
A lot of Vikings fans.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, when the Vikings pulled off the upset in New Orleans.
Big upset, for sure.
Everybody was cheering for the Vikings, and then they were pulling against for them against the Niners, and it just didn't happen that day. They lost to the better team.
Correct.
But Kirk Cousins took them further than a lot of people thought that they would.
Yeah.
So what was your take on the Vikings, and then again, why you love the NFL playoffs is the best time of the year? Because I still stay it's Stanley Cup playoff time for me.
Well, I think getting back to sort of where we started the conversation right off the top of the show, I mean, I just think for me lately over the last however many years, I've just sort of morphed towards more of a kind of enjoying, you know, football more than hockey just because of the lack of rivalry that exists now. So, and then the other thing for me too about this, the NFL playoffs is I don't feel like when it's over, like I'm glad it's over. I want more. It's like good food, right? When you take your last bite of that plate at that restaurant, you want to lick the plate because you're not ready for it to be over. Instead of looking down and there's so much more of it and you're going like, I got to plow through all the rest of this food. With hockey, I find that by the time the Stanley Cup playoffs are over, I'm done. Like I'm tired of watching hockey and it being on every single night for 2 months. I'm done with it. Right.
I'm with you. I think it's the same with Rod was talking about the Memorial Cup, 10 days, right? It's a lot to stay engaged for that long.
But 2 games a day is not the answer.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, but shorting of you have, when it's over, like you said, if you're glad it's over, it really leaves a bad taste. That's a coaching tactic, right? I learned that, you know, coaching kids. You're supposed to end practice and end a game while the kids are still having fun. You should have to pull them kicking and screaming away because their last feeling about it will be them having a blast and not wanting to leave, so they can't wait to go back. If you wait for them to be done, okay, I'm done, I'm ready to go home, their last feeling when thinking about it will be, oh no, I'm done, I'm ready to go home. Same thing with sports. But I don't think there's a whole lot that's better than at least the first 2 rounds of the NHL playoffs.
It's two schools of thought. It's Seinfeld, leave him wanting more.
Yeah.
And the other is hockey, where the more you give them, the more they want. It's Terry Jones and I talked about that in Edmonton. It's like, was it his line or my line? I can't remember, but it's like feeding a lion, they say. The more you feed a lion, the more he wants.
The hungrier it gets.
The hungrier it gets. My brother actually fed the lions at the Moose Jaw Animal Park. It was his summer job one summer. It's true. The more you feed a lion, the hungrier he gets. And for 20 years, when I was the voice of the Riders, I just kept giving people Rider information. They consumed it. They couldn't get enough.
No, that's true. Okay,
so there's a balance between
I think I've just, it's kind of clicked on me what I mean by this, or how to articulate it or express it. So Here's me with NFL as an example. Even CFL. But since we're talking about the NFL, I can watch a Tennessee-Pittsburgh
and
game.
And enjoy it.
And I can really enjoy it. But I have no desire to watch the Carolina, you know,
Hurricane
Nashville game. Like, I just, I'm sorry, but I just don't. So unless the, you know, the Flames or the Oilers or the Leafs or, you know, one of those teams are kind of in it maybe in the stand, then I might change my mind. Then I might still be invested or whatever if I'm remotely interested. But how many years by the time the Stanley Cup playoffs rolls around, is it New Jersey or it's Boston or it's, and I just don't care.
Well, you know what? But the point is you don't really have to pick either because I'm with you. I'm a hockey guy to the, in my DNA.
Yeah.
But I would rather watch the, what did we talk about, the Lending Tree Bowl or the Independence Bowl mm-hmm. between Louisiana Tech and Miami. I have no idea who these players are, but I enjoy that more than, like you say, Columbus-Toronto on a Tuesday night. But we could, whatever, there's enough of it on. We're going to find something that we like.
Right.
Right?
But I could go through the whole NFL playoffs and not get bored. I'm intrigued the whole way through.
What is it, 12 hours of football on the weekend? I never left the house. Am I, should I be feeling guilty? That I've been watching 12 hours of football here? Because I don't. Should I? I used to be doing far worse.
Ask Cindy.
She's fine because she knows where I am. She can go visit her friends and do her thing.
Good point.
Remind me about the Memorial Cup format because Remsen and I might have to have an arm wrestle on the coffee table over this because I really think they need to shorten it to 5 days, two games a day. We've all been to enough Memorial Cups, right? What the hell are you going to do all day? And it's one thing for us because our friends are all there. But for Joe and Martha that are coming from Sarnia to Kelowna, well, Kelowna's a bad example because you can find stuff to do all day. What are you going to do in Brandon?
Nothing.
All day for 10 days.
Nothing.
So for the fans,
yes, but
it's awful.
But 95% of the fans are not coming from Timbuktu. They're from the local city. And if you want to get the people in the local city that represent 90% of the people that are going, just put two games a day on and see how many people show up to the other game.
Well, if they have the tickets, no, I would for it. I would think they would go.
I'm with you on that, where most fans probably aren't going to go to two games a day with a family and things like that. You're going to go to one game. But I'm also with you, Rod, in the fact that 10 days, you lose a lot of the steam. Because you get everybody excited. You know, here's
the
who won here.
Here.
Anybody. You know, 10 days is a lot to keep that momentum up of, okay, we're in a tournament with the top four teams in the country to determine who's a national champion. You lose that momentum, I think, for 10 days. It's really hard, right?
Well, and it's interesting. Nelson writes in and says, if it's not in your city, it's hard. They need to move to the World Junior format. And I would listen to the argument, and that is that the round robins in Saskatoon and the medal rounds in Regina satisfy both cities, but you also leave both cities wanting in a way. And I'll never forget the 2012 World Juniors had a wonderful round robin in Edmonton. I'm calling the games on the Sportsnet radio network from Rexall Place, and Canada beats the USA on New Year's Eve, which was a Saturday. And I'm running. I remember that was the last one out of Rexall. Got my briefcase over my shoulder, running out, and I turned to the usher, and I said, this is going to be awesome. Playoffs are next. And she's like, have fun, because we're leaving town. It's just getting good, and you're going to another city. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so that's not ideal either.
Yeah,
necessarily. Can I go back to the question from William Works? By the way, I asked for audience participation, so let's do that. William asked for our thoughts on the Pats Raiders trade. You guys are trying to find it. That's fine. I can remember enough. Here it is. Rod, what did you guys think of the Raiders and Pats trade last week? Well, we represent the Raiders here, and we got the Pats bobblehead. I'm fans of both teams. I work for both teams.
Your two favorite?
There are my two favorite teams, yes. But I like all the teams, except Brandon. But Max Paddock, it wasn't happening here. I kind of felt bad being as critical of him as I've been, but it's how I feel. He's going to PA. And clearly, because we're going to have their GM here right away, Hunsey thinks that Max is the kind of guy that can lead him to the promised land. And for all their sake, I hope that's true. Pats get Jacob Brook back and some picks and a deal. He's now rated for the NHL draft. Him and Ryker Evans, the Pats actually have some players now up for the NHL draft, which wasn't looking to be the case. So it's good for both. Pats won the other night with this backup goalie that I couldn't pick out if he came up and kicked me in the shins. I don't know who the guy is, but they won in Everett 6-3. So things have been real good for the Pats. We knew that they were going to be on the skids. That's where we are. And now it's up to John Paddock to rebuild this team, and he's doing it. And I wish Max Paddock well in PA. I'm still not sure he can be the guy, but he's got a better chance there than he does here.
Yeah, what's the story? He's never played a playoff game, right? Never started a playoff game, but yet he started the Memorial Cup final.
And he was pretty darn good in that tournament.
He was pretty darn good in that tournament. He really was. As a 17-year-old. Now, we know how fast things can change, but I love that he's going to get the opportunity. I really do. And I think that, you know, in Prince Albert, they've got a really good group of players there. And I think, you know, Max will provide him some confidence. You know, whether he can get to that level that he was at the Memorial Cup at 17 and hopefully elevate from that now that he's grown a little bit older. But he's going to provide them some confidence because the players know that he did play in a Memorial Cup. And that's enough. So they're going to play freer in front of him. They're not going to play tight, you'd hope. And, you know, I hope that's good for Max, too. You know, so I think it's a good situation. Change of scenery is always a nice thing, I think.
Change of scenery, but also, how many times over the years in sports, forget about this trade or this league, you take a guy and you put him and you surround him, with all due respect to the Pats, but you put him in a dressing room where he's surrounded by better players, and what happens to his game?
Up.
He doesn't feel now like he's got to go out and win every game. He just has to stop the puck 91 or 92% of the time.
Yeah. And he was playing like that was what he was thinking here. He was kind of turning into Donald Chickalis. I'm sorry. But it was true. He let one or two in early, and everybody's like, game's over. Because they weren't good enough to go down and get it back.
Correct.
So Robin in Prince Albert writes in, he says, two games, two first stars for Max Paddock. Everybody brings up the Memorial Cup. I say you can't hang your hat on being great for 1 week 2 years ago.
Agreed.
So go out and show me that you are a pro, not NHL necessarily, pro-caliber goalie. You need to prove it every night. It can't be front-page news that your goalie made 37 saves in a 2-0 shutout win. And it has been front-page news around here.
But it's difficult, though, when you're on a bad hockey team.
Josh Harding was picked in the second round of the NHL draft based on what he did with a bad hockey. And then I'm not saying he's Josh Harding.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a tough comparison.
But I'm glad you brought that up because we were talking about this morning in the gym. I remember going into Kamloops, Pat's getting shelled 6-1 and Chad Mercier making 63 saves. So he let in six goals. Who, what? He made 63 saves. Like, scouts can see that you're a good enough goalie even on a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. And scouts can see that Max Paddock has a lot to prove, hence not being drafted yet at 6'5". He's got everything. He's got all the tools. And now he's got a good team. So he can go out and prove. Obviously, it's not like Curtis Hunt doesn't know what he's doing. The Raiders are a contender now. They know. And they've put enough of their work in. And I also think that the word was that everybody was asking, the Pats were asking too much for Max Paddock. But that's just John playing hardball. I mean, John Paddock's done enough here.
But what are you supposed to do?
Prove.
Say, yeah, that's a good enough deal. We'll take that.
Well, he was looking, right, but he was looking after his own team's interests first, not just his nephew's, and I respect that. Wasn't just trying to find a great place for his nephew to go play and don't worry about us.
But any good general manager would do that. Absolutely did the right thing.
And he is a great general manager. So, yeah, well, listen, we're going to take a break. Clark tells me that Curtis Hunt has logged in from his spacious office at the Arthauser Center in Prince Albert. Hunt will be with us after the break. It's the Rod Peterson Show. We're talking hockey today, amongst a lot of other things, on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.